Around 1,000 Indian students have returned to India from Bangladesh as the neighbouring country is witnessing violent anti-quota protests. The External Affairs Ministry said 778 Indian students returned through various land ports. Around 200 students returned by regular flights through Dhaka and Chittagong airports. The ministry said the High Commission of India in Dhaka and the Assistant High Commissions in Chittagong, Rajshahi, Silhet and Khulna have been assisting the return of Indian nationals. It said, in coordination with the local authorities, measures are being taken by the High Commission and the Assistant High Commissions to facilitate safe travel to the border crossing points along the India-Bangladesh international border. The ministry is also coordinating with civil aviation, immigration, land ports and BSF authorities to ensure a smooth passage for Indian citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephone conversation with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. During the talk, both leaders reiterated their firm commitment to take bilateral cooperation to new heights in the years to come. Highlighting the momentum generated by recent high-level contacts between the two sides, they agreed to advance the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation in various areas. This include trade and economic cooperation, animal husbandry, pharmaceuticals, education and space, among others. Prime Minister Modi thanked Mr. Luxon for looking after the interests of the Indian diaspora in New Zealand. Mr. Luxon also assured of continued efforts towards their security and well-being. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has alleged that the Hemant Soren-led government in the Jharkhand is the most corrupt government in the country. Addressing the Extended Working Committee of Jharkhand BJP at Prabhat Tara Maidan in Ranchi, Mr. Shah said the demography of the state is changing due to infiltration from Bangladesh. Mr. Shah accused the Soren government of not paying any attention to infiltration and treating it as a vote bank. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that the government has distributed about 8,600 crore rupees of loans to street vendors under the PM Swanidhi scheme since its launch. Mr. Nadda said this after launching the portal and guidelines for food safety for street food vendors at the Training and Awareness of Street Food Vendors event organized by FSSAI in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Nadda directed the FSSAI to waive off the registration fee of 100 rupees for street food vendors. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the budget session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested three more persons in connection with NEET UG paper leak case. Of them, the two arrested persons are medical students of Bharatpur Medical College in Rajasthan. Sources added that the technical surveillance has confirmed their presence in Hazaribagh of Jharkhand on the day of NEET UG examination held on the 5th of May. The third arrested person is an all-rounder who was providing all kinds of support to the kingpin. Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 19.50 lakh net members in the month of May this year. The addition during the month is the highest since the first payroll data was issued in April 2018. The Ministry of Labour and Employment in a statement said that the data indicates that around 9.85 lakh new members have enrolled during May 2024. It added that there is also an increase of 10.96% in the new members from April this year. Nipah virus has been confirmed in Kerala in a 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district today. Kerala Health Minister Veena George said the test conducted at the National Institute of Virology, Pune, has returned positive. Tests conducted in two laboratories in Kerala also turned positive. In the Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, host Sri Lanka emerged victorious, defeating Bangladesh by 7 wickets at Rangiri Dambulla International Cricket Stadium. Electing to bat first, Bangladesh scored 111 runs for 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.